must not be his pleasure. Boom, shape, pleasure. Deep greeting, googling every corner.
Starts now.
Sorry, that was like my weird, you know, radio voice.
That's your excitement, because tonight is game one
of
the George Mason Patriots men's basketball season.
2017-2018 season. Hoosiced.
And we open up against Lafayette. You know, we gotta admit we don't really know too much about them, but
just
hopefully
know that they're not that great of a school, all right? I mean, not to say that we're going to easily win this, because, hey, we don't really win our season openers, and it's very feasible that we could lose this game, but they're junk. Let's get real.
Is tonight Paulson's first win on opening night as a Patriot? I got to say yes.
I got to guess yes, but I don't know, really. I mean, we're working with an 8-man roster. Well, first of all, did we want to maybe explain like the background noise and where we're at? Right now, we're at Fats. We're right across the street from University, from Eagle Bank at University Mall.
Which is usually one of our stops on the way to the game.
Easy. Yeah.
Our Yinglings are $2.50. The server's hot. I mean,
she ain't all that, but hopefully she doesn't listen.
It's a good time. We're gonna head over to Gold Rush. So if you're listening, you should probably find your way over to Gold Rush too.
Right, and there's not a lot of time until the game starts, so we're gonna pump this out real quick. But first of all, again, I think we were talking about predictions for tonight's game. Let's just touch on the fact that Daniel Helvo,
which is kind of sad because I'm gonna miss botching his name on purpose every single time.
Right.
It was actually kind of fun. We said like Helvao, Rel.
You can miss botching his name, but I'm gonna miss his size and the fact that we have now one center left on the squad. So essentially, we have a team of a bunch of 6'4", 6'5", guys, and then Calixt, who's like 6'8", barely.
Right.
And that's our size. Not to say that we're dependent on size, but
we definitely have to get
it. It's going to be tough.
We're going to have to get out in transition, though. If, you know, we can't just be a team that is just a half-court defense, half-court offense that settles for long twos. We got to run the floor. We got to press up on defense. I mean, we'll see. It's not Paulson's style in the last 2 years, but you know what he's done? He's shown that he changes. From year one to year two, we were a big, tall, physical team to then running four guards. So
right.
I think it's actually kind of hard to figure this guy Paulson out, but man, am I excited just to be back in Fairfax with you, cracking back a beer, recording a podcast.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's October. Well, no, it's November. Yeah, you know, it's like college basketball season. A bunch of games start tonight. I'm totally stoked to see this game. But more so, not to look too far ahead, but Sunday is Louisville, and they are going to be a tough opponent, 16th ranked in the nation. They're big. Obviously, they're missing their coach. They're currently embroiled in a huge scandal right now. So it's going to be a lot of attention, national attention, at least on that game.
Right. I wish we could go.
But KFC Yum Center.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a bit of a drive.
Right. And Jonesy's getting married here pretty soon. So, I mean, you know, we can't leaving the week before
weekends.
You get married.
Right. But we will be watching this weekend. But let's touch on tonight's game. What do we think? What do we think the starting lineup is? I think we have a good idea.
It sounds to me, and it's kind of, I don't even really want to admit it just because, like, I disagree with the starting lineup so much. But it looks like Otis, Kyer, Grayer, Boyd at the 4, Mar at the 5.
That's going to be weird.
I got to assume that Lafayette's a smaller team based on, like, the lineup that we're going to walk out there. But, you know, You know what I want to see? I want to see the young guys play. I want to see what Boyd has. I want to see him get the opportunity to play a lot of minutes. I got to be excited.
That's kind of the best part about this 8-man rotation, right? So you're going to get to see a lot of everybody, and everyone's going to contribute, and you're going to get to see a lot of the freshmen. And the freshmen are going to log like a shit ton of minutes. Pardon my French, but we're in Fats Tuesday. Sorry. Okay, it was a bit. But we're going to get to see a ton of our freshmen, and it's going to be exciting, and they're going to get a lot of experience, and we're going to be able to see what works and what doesn't.
I mean,
is Mar 5? Is Mar 4? Is a Mar 3? You know, what could we do with
Mar?
And
we could see a Mar AJ Calixt lineup where you have three freshmen, all pretty good size.
Right.
I mean, so if that lineup ends up being one of our go-to lineups down the stretch, I mean, I got to be pretty excited for that.
And let's talk about at least sort of the void of what Helvo, whatever you want to call him,
what
leaves in terms of this team. And I think what you're losing is essentially depth. I mean, he may have been starting, may not, but either way, he was going to give Cali some breaks. He's definitely going to take away some rebounds, some size, some grit. But was he a scorer? No. He was never going to load up the sheet.
I was actually rather excited to see him kind of develop to become a scorer. What we're missing, I think, is just pure size because we don't really have it.
But I think another thing to sort of look at is the fact that his knees and the tendonitis and all these other issues would have crept up during the season. There's no saying he was ever going to play all, 30-plus games. So, yes, it's unfortunate. Can we weather the storm? We'll see.
I mean, if we are to weather the storm, Jonesy, who's gonna put us on their back? Yeah, of course, Otis and whatever. Another player that,
if it's... I just think that Grayer is just going to be the guy. He's going to bury points. We're going to see him pop off. He's going to be a prolific three-point shooter. I think we're going to shoot a shit ton more threes than we've ever have, and I think we're actually going to make some of them.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting. And who does this open up more time for? Obviously, Cali, and then obviously the other Mar and AJ. We're going to get to see these three grow up right before our eyes. It's going to be interesting.
It'll be another example or another situation where, our young guys get to log a ton of minutes again. So you have, the Otis Grayer year. Then you had, Kyer and Boyd log a lot of minutes. And now you're just going to have, all the freshmen play a ton. So, I mean, as far as just being, a pure fan and kind of if you're going to judge this rebuild and as, a five-year plan – then you got to be locked in. Yeah, it's going to suck. And yeah, some teams like St. Louis may beat us, and it's going to feel really tough at the time. But I think you got to support these young guys playing, and then you add in a Rooter next year.
Changes the game.
Right.
And I think one important note here is that, yes, we lost Troy. Yes, we lost Kamari. Yes, we lost Helvayo. Yes, we lost all these other guys. But it's we didn't lose studs. So as long as Otis didn't transfer, Grayer didn't transfer, I think we would have been butthurt if Boyd transferred or AJ or something. But I'm excited that we at least have the guys that we have. And they want to be here. They want to be Patriots. They're stoked. They've been hyping, this game all week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad that they're excited and they want to be here and play. So if people were thinking I'm homesick or, I want to play, somewhere else, good riddance. I'm sorry. If you don't want to be a Patriot, F you.
And I talked to Kyer, and it was unfortunate that none of the podcast was able to be used because it was awesome. But the one thing I did take away from that was he started to talk about Rooter, and he kind of echoed what you said. He's just going to completely change our game. He did say, the guy's not incredibly athletic. He can't really...
Are you saying that because of,
Well, I mean, I did want to bring up, I did want to ask Kyer, is it because he's white? But I didn't know if that was acceptable. One thing he did say was, he's never seen, a big man with that type of footwork. And he can step back and hit the three, which I had no idea. I didn't know that he was a three-point threat. If he's a three-point threat, Paulson's going to use him.
Right.
I mean, that's...
He just looked like a quicker Jenkins, with at least his moves underneath the net, and he uses his body. He's what he lacks in true height. He might be 6'7" fringe, 6'8" type guy. He has a ton of weight to back it up,
right.
And he could use his body to pound down low. That's what she said. But either way, I think he's going to be a game changer next year. He might be a 4-5 that we've been, lacking the last few seasons. And I think a lot of people are looking at next season as being the year
right.
to make a real push for you know, a tournament bid. So,
and Paulson said it himself. It kind of reminded me of like punting before the season even starts. But he did say you have to judge this season and next season as one long season. Why? Because we don't have any seniors graduating. So he has already said it. He's viewing this as like one full project.
This season's going to end, and it's going to be like a TV show with to be continued. Right. Like this season isn't going to be over. It is one big project.
Yeah. And so if you're taking that route, you got to be excited. You got to talk about Reuter. But let's finish this podcast talking about tonight. I actually wanted to agree with you on Grayer. This is where I see his game taking a major change. He's going to be able to knock down threes early on and then be a threat because he hit those threes. He's going to be able to shot fake, go baseline, get to the bucket. He has got a lot of tools in his basket there. He can either shoot the fadeaway. He can finish pretty high. I think he's going to well round his whole game.
Sure, and maybe he doesn't do that. Let's say tonight, like there's going to be some nerves. It's first game.
Right.
He's not going to come out and make all of his threes early on. We don't know how the players are going to, you know, take to all the pressure of a potential sellout.
Which is like, let's just touch on that real quick before we continue.
Sure.
We're about to sell out. Who knows? 7,000 plus. We didn't even have more than like 4,500 come to last year's opening
sure.
game. What's the difference? It's a statement. It's still a Bama opponent. You know, I think it's just. People are excited because we had 20 wins last season.
People are buying into the system, buying into the process.
Right.
But either way, there's going to be a ton of pressure. So if Grayer doesn't deliver tonight, if he doesn't deliver against Louisville, what we're saying about Grayer is that this will come and it'll be the norm and not an outlier. So
Jonesy, what freshman are you most excited to see tonight? Now, we do know that
tonight,
Green may have hurt his ankle.
Yeah, he might have tweaked it.
Let's find out if he's playing tonight or not. But what freshman are you most excited about?
I guess now with Helvo gone, it's got to be Calixt. I mean, this guy is now going to be the guy.
Right.
I doubt he ever really assumed that when he signed his letter of intent or his commitment letter, he probably didn't think he'd be starting game one and likely the entire season and getting pretty much any and every minute he wants,
right.
Barring any sort of fouling
and
out.
And we haven't seen much of him. So,
yeah.
Like, where we've seen Mar
no
play, we've seen AJ play, we watched Green score 57 points.
We can try to do all the predicting we want. This is a major position on the team, and he's going to log a ton of minutes and doesn't have anybody really behind him, and we don't know what he really looks like. So that's who I'm interested in seeing.
If he can stay out of foul trouble, that would be massive.
I think AJ is going to get in foul trouble. He's going to try to do a lot in terms of blocking. He's going to be having to play against bigger guys. I think he's going to get into some foul trouble, but whatever. I mean, he'll learn.
I think it's hard to pick a freshman that I'm most excited to see, but, you know, I think it has to be Mar. I think he just kind of does all the little things correct, and I want to see if, as a freshman, he can put that together. If he can be a guy who sets good screens and rebounds well and pushes it in the open floor and does all those little things kind of like Kyer did last year Kyer was a guy that was really good at backdoor screens. I mean, it's not hard to do.
Mar's going to be asked to do a lot. He's going to be asked to cover very big guys.
Right. And can he do it?
He might not have the weight, but he does have the fundamentals. He puts himself in really good position.
He gets blocks.
Yeah.
Down blocks. Like, when's the last time we had a player chasing down a block?
And again, we don't want to bring up like Kenner and Capital Classic, which were, you know, say what you want about, you know, the
right.
level of.
But we were at both, so we have seen them live.
And he played well.
Right.
I mean, I think that's why he may start is because of his defensive prowess. So
and we'll that see. Kind of stuff fires up a team, too. Like, you get, like, a big block. All of a sudden, you're pushing the ball the other direction.
Hell
the whole
yeah.
crowd. So
hell yeah.
You
know, all right. So either way, we're stoked.
Freshmen,
we're pounding beers.
Right.
I think the freshmen are gonna be there. Are they going to deliver game one? No. They're freshmen, and it's game one. So we'll see. And that's the big question mark about tonight. So.
But we're at the point where one of them has to deliver, though. That's
sure.
what's kind of exciting, and that's what's, like, why we're so excited to watch a freshman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's going to be Otis, Grayer, Kyer, Boyd, whatever, but, I mean, that right there is only about 40 to 50 points.
Right.
Like, it's got to come from somewhere else.
If you just want to put – and, you know, we can close out on this. If you want to put, like, a whole theme on tonight or even the whole season, it's more of a wait-and-see or we'll-see type of bit because I think with all the freshmen about to get a ton of minutes – we don't know really what to expect. This could be a surprise 20-win season, or this could be a dud. We'll see. But, you know, obviously, trust in Paulson, trust in the players, and let's hope for the best, right?
I got to say that I'm pretty excited to walk in there and cover the team again. It's been
see
a while.
See the new lights. This see is, the scoreboard.
This is season three
get
of By George.
So get sized.
We've been dropping kind of some weird videos all year. Season three, people are like, what are you talking about?
Let's
is it Paulson's
weird.
Season yeah. three? Is it our season three? No, we're talking about By George.
Well,
we're
it's kind of
back.
We're mutual, you know. It's kind of a
we run with them.
Yeah, we run with them.
So we'll see you at the game, of course. If you see us, stop us, say what's up. You know, we would love to chat.
Right.
All right. Go Mason, hashtag Phil EBA.
And fill up my beer. And that was the waitress. So, yeah, give me one more.
Thank you.